Oh, yeah, yeah.
Around the back. But we do a big solenoid there, this one. And we got 300 at the last one, and it wore enough. We've got to get 700 at the next one, otherwise you
and what happened? People going down to Torquay at the same time.
We had a Black Country weekend down in Torquay at the hotel. So that took half the people away. That's why it was quiet.
Wow.
Unless you understand the scene, it'll go over your bloody head, mate. Trust me. It will, wouldn't it, you know?
Yeah, so you've got to be born and bred with this music. Just learn about it overnight in 10 years.
But, like, there's loads of young people here.
Oh, this is because of the students, eh?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, when they done that film, Soul Boy, they couldn't get no young soulies to dress up for the film. They went to the local Stoke colleges and drew them all in, and they did them clothes to wear, and they had Adidas Soul Boys, and like, there was only a couple of dancers who actually danced in the film, but it looked like they were all dancing, but it portrayed Wigan Casino from the 70s. But it was nothing like Wigan Casino, that film is in management, really. But it was good for what it was.
Yeah.
It was good for what it was. Some of the archives, what they used in the film, come from the original videos.
So even though Stoke is like a major place
that's
in northern side,
the northern
side, but is Wolverhampton still a really major place?
Wolverhampton started it all in the 60s at the catacombs down Temple Street.
Although it was Manchester, and bloody argue with them, you see.
But then at the same time, the Twisted Wheel in Manchester was running side by side with them. Same DJ, same music.
Yeah.
Basically the same bit. But then you got like the Torch, which was like a disco. Then a soul thing, wore it.
It's fun to write a book.
Well, there is books already. And then Wigan, Black Pearl Maker, Black Man.
Oh,
I run Black Man 14 years on my own.
Wow, really?
Yeah, 14 years. Never missed one, never cancelled one. And then the death when we said that was the last one, it was because the lease had run out on the venue.
So who got you into it?
I've always been into it. I grew up in it. Yeah. With us youth club days from school. And
just fell in love with it.
Because our hobby was down the cafe on the ballet machines while the jukeboxes used to play that Motown music, like, sort of,
exactly,
and then slowly you grew into it.
And it was an underground scene in that
place. It still is, you know, in its own little way.
Yeah.
I mean, the 100 Club in London, Oxford Street, number 100, the building is, it's in between two shops, stairway down in the daytime. It's a coffee bar. But that was going for about 20-odd years before that finished.
So this is a big deal, isn't it?
This is good for the students.
Yeah.
When they first on it, we break up to this because of the student fraternity. Because they're a different ball game.
They
were dancing with their glasses on, beer
on
them. Well, they don't have the time, because they're all mature.
Yeah.
If you're dancing, you can't leave your glass on the table.
Yeah.
And like, if we'd have come down, there'd have been a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
we'd have been
saying,